When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
The approach each week is to go win the game, no matter how it looks. You know, we don't set out to win an ugly game, but in this league, every game comes down to, you call that, final possession. So you have to find a way to gut those out and win. We haven't been on the winning side, you know, of those games, as, you know, Green Bay, New York, and now Detroit. So we didn't make the plays to win the game. Like, however you win, you got to find a way. And to play, to win games, you got to have guys have to step up and make plays, and that's not happening.
Playing not to lose has been a criticism. I think kind of a mild criticism of this team, just based on how many close games they play and how many games they close games that the Texans play in that don't need to be close, but they kind of make them close either because they go into lulls or they make mistakes, whatever the case may be. You know, this game was a perfect example of it, obviously, on the scoreboard against the Lions. You gave up. The Lions scored all the points in the second half of this game. They were down by 16 at the half. They win 26-23. The very first play of the second half is an interception by your quarterback. You know, it's like I was just hoping against hope, Seth. I'm like, man, national TV, they just played. I think the Texans played their – I'd have to go back and look. That had to be their best half of football that they'd played all season in the first half of that. I mean, you're leading the best team in football 23-7 at the half, and you had multiple turnovers that you forced. You had a great drive at the end of the half where, you know, CJ, they kind of unleashed CJ a little bit and let him kind of cut it loose, and he drove him down the field and threw a touchdown pass to John Mechie. And I felt like at halftime, like, okay, maybe this is the week. Maybe this, against all of all teams to do it against, but maybe this is it. The irony of doing it against the Lions, and we're going to walk out of here and the Texans are going to win, you know, 37-16 or something like that. Didn't play out that way, unfortunately. No. And a lot of that had to do with conservatism in the second half and some other things.
Yeah, the conservatism, I mean, look, they had a deep shot to Tank Dell just right there for the taking. Was that conservative play calling there that did that in? No, it wasn't. I think when people speak in broad strokes about either being too conservative or playing not to lose or what have you, it's hard because I think people have different definitions for what that means. I don't think the appropriate strategy is to go out and just spread it out and pass 90% of the time, you know, in the second half when you have a lead. I don't think it's being conservative to want to have a balanced offense at any point in the game. I think the question becomes, all right, at what point when it's not working, do you just go ahead and abandon and just, yeah, we'll go into hurry-up mode and see what we have. And it's dicey when you have as big a lead as the Texans did and as otherwise healthy a lead as the Texans did. So I'm not as inclined to blame it on conservatism. I'll blame it on just a lack of execution, which all goes back to Bobby Slowick. And really, like, I understand the devotion to the run game because it's part of having a well-balanced offense where the pass game is set up by the run game and vice versa, that the run game is assisted by the passing game. It's just that right now it feels like they're trying to paint a masterpiece and they lack basic art training.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to go paint the Mona Lisa when you're still on a paint by numbers
with finger paints
level of skill. Yeah. Right. I think when the buzzwords like execution or play calling get factored into it, you start to maybe shift blame away from people without realizing, no, the offensive coordinator is the execution.
Yeah.
The fact that guys can't execute, that all comes back to the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. They should be able to execute whatever you're asking them to do.
Yeah.
That end around that got blown up in the second half, it actually could have worked out if one guy had gotten blocked. And yet, looking at the play design, it looked like guys were just either it was weird. They was like, they seemed flummoxed and surprised that an outside linebacker was trying to blitz the quarterback and get deep into the backfield. They looked completely unready for
what
it.
What is so this?
So like, okay, who's to blame and who's at fault there? Ultimately, if you're trying to do too many exotic things, then yeah, there's going to be mistakes like that. But also, if you're going to run that stuff, are guys being coached up properly on how to block the look that they're seeing? And none of it looks right consistently enough.
Joe Mixon, this is a bit of a long cut, but it's worth listening to. This was Joe Mixon following the game on Sunday, and he said what a lot of the fans have been saying about the Texans and playing not to lose.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's a playoff atmosphere that we just, you know, went through. When it comes down to it, I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've been on the winning side. I've also been on the losing side. Today was just unfortunate. I was on the losing side. But when it comes down to it, that's what we're going to get. That's what we're going to see. And we got to put our best foot forward, you know, going forward. And I honestly feel like we got all the guys in this locker room to be able to be what we want at the end of the year, which I highly feel like we will. You know, it's that point in the middle of the season where, you know, things happen and, you know, it's no excuse. You know, that's a game that we should have had. We did have, you know, obviously a slip. But, you know, it ain't going to get no easier. And I'm going to take it, I'm going to take it all upon myself to make sure our guys, you know, is ready. You know what I'm saying? That we finish these games. We got to stop playing to, you know, to lose. We got to stop playing to not lose. You know what I'm saying? And go play to win. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, we got to just take initiative, own it, own our work, and look each other in the mirror. It is what it is.
It's funny because after the Jets game, we lit up Titus Howard for saying we should have won that game. You know, that was the better team loss. However Titus put it. You remember that when Titus is like, we let that one slip away,
yeah,
that game? CJ and Joe Mixon both said that after the game. And they're, you know, I haven't felt the need to criticize either. That did
well,
feel like a game.
Because they did let it slip away.
They did let that.
That was a genuine lead.
That was
the
a slip
game,
away.
It wasn't, the Jets game, you had a one-touchdown lead in the first half. That wasn't, there was nothing about, it didn't feel like you let one slip away.
Yep.
Against the Lions, you had a healthy lead. And self-inflicted wounds in the third quarter really did you in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's more fair and accurate to say that. Both Joe Mixon and C.J. Stroud have pointed the finger at themselves, but also pointed the finger at their teammates and basically supported the coaches in saying, guys just simply have to go out and play better and play up to expectations. It's hard on the offensive line because I don't know if the interior guys are capable of living up to any kind of respectable expectation.
Yeah.
What is the expectation for those guys? We'll see with the newly vamped ones now with another week to practice and all of that. I got one guy that I was complaining about how ineffective they've been with the run game at times, and somebody said the run only thing has been working. Last game it struggled, but that's been our only consistent offense. Stop being lazy and speak to who needs to step up. His lack of preparation is killing us. That's why Bobby has to spoon feed him the plays respectfully.
Talking about CJ?
So he's talking about CJ. He didn't define his pronouns, and when he said you, I don't know if he's talking about me or Bobby Slowick or what have you. But other than that, other than being a poor writer, I think he's saying that it's all on CJ and that he has to be spoon fed by Bobby. Look, I don't think that that's a fair way to phrase it. I think that the problem, he's getting pressured on over 50% of his dropbacks.
Yeah, that's it, man.
If you want him to go up and have full command of the entire playbook at the line of scrimmage the way Peyton Manning does, that's stupid. That Peyton Manning wasn't that way in his second year. Pat Mahomes wasn't that way in his second year. That's something that takes a lot of time over time to really digest. And, yeah, CJ made bad plays in that game. CJ will be a better quarterback next year than he is right now, and he'll be a better quarterback in the fourth year than he was in the third year. There's things that are making it really hard for a second year quarterback to operate right now.
Yeah, dude, I'll net it out here with some numbers for you. CJ Stroud is playing behind an offensive line that over the last month is allowing pressure on more than half the dropbacks, and he is running more plays on third down and 10 plus this season by far than any other quarterback in football. Like, that's a bad combination. You can run a lot of plays on third and 10 plus, and you know, because your team's not a good running team, but maybe they're good in pass pro, and you can operate that way. CJ's operating where they're in third and 10 or more than any other team in the league. So now he's got to drop back and throw and try to get 10 or more yards on third down to keep drives alive. And he's got 2 seconds to figure out what to do because the offensive line can't protect him. CJ's run 50 plays on third and 10 or more this season. The next closest are Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers at 37. Like, CJ's got like a third more, 33% more times he's been playing in third and 10 because they can't run the ball on first and second down.
They can't run the ball,
stupid,
but they're also
stupid penalties, too.
Yeah, they're also bad at, I mean, so you look at some of the effectiveness of their passing on the early downs isn't good either.
Yeah.
But how many of those passes are also, just the screens alone, my God, how bad they are at screens. It's just right. The offense is not operating in such a way right now that you can put sole blame on anybody, realistically. And it's a hodgepodge of issues and errors and blocking breakdowns. Yes, quarterback decisions at times. The run game, I do feel there's this belief that because Joe Mixon gets 100-plus rushing yards that somehow the run game is just fine. My ass. No, they have not been able to run when they really need to run the ball. There's been no part of this rushing offense. Even as Joe Mixon is being able to amass yardage, it's not like you can sit and go, oh, when you have a lead, can you actually run the ball? No, no, they have not been able to. They've been getting destroyed, and a lot of that comes back to the – I'm sorry if CJ – is not doing a good enough job blocking when they need to run the ball. I'm sorry. I guess I should have been. I was being lazy and not blaming CJ for the complete nonsense. I'm sorry that I'm not blaming CJ for letting Titus Howard strip the ball from him. Yeah, CJ should have had better ball security there when one of his own offensive linemen stripped the ball away from him. How lazy of me to not blame CJ for Titus Howard stripping the ball from his own quarterback.
I need to hear, we can't do it here because we're up against, but I need to hear just one more time Andre's call of that in the final segment of the show, just because it won't be relevant moving forward, but yeah. Yeah, CJ needs to finish his blocks. That's what he needs to do.
Lazy. CJ's got to he's got to do a better job on goal line of really rooting those defensive tackles out of there.
Yes, yes.
He's got to do a better job of that.
All right, Jerry Jones has weighed in on the Micah Parsons, Mike McCarthy situation. let's reset this. And is this bad news for Mike McCarthy? We will talk about that coming up next.